Baptist, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Thank you for yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. As we seek out and search out those things that you have declared for us to do, that we may know all of the things that you have declared for us to say, we pray now that your power move upon this place, that we may continue to honor and glorify your holy and great name. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bale, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us by internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And when you have found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Thank you. You may be seated. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. I want to use our topic this morning, living in a changing time. It's a little unusual for me to struggle in some areas concerning what God has to reveal, but this past week we wrote our message out and we were preparing to have it printed, and all of a sudden the internet ghost took it. It's out there somewhere in internet land. Sister Mathis tried all she could to get it. And what we discussed, but there are times when we write things that maybe God does not want us to share. And so we have to wait and see what God has to say. And so I know now why it's out there in internet land. Because God wanted you to hear something that is present in this day and time. You may not know it, but it was already on the screen, but it came right from you, Bruce. You talked about time. And I heard that word, and it resonated with me what God is doing. And a lot of time, we don't really understand what God is up to. Sometimes we think it's coincidence, but there's no coincidence with God. If God has to say something and reveal something, sometimes he stopped things in order to start things in order for us to understand his purpose as well as his plan. I didn't know, Bruce, you were going to focus on that word time But that word time was already in part of my message. Those are no coincidences. And one of the things I'm baffled by is how a generation or a world cannot believe that there is a God when he reveals himself so much over and over every day, and it's shown through his messengers to do what he have called them to do. My brothers and sisters, we as a nation just went through another seasonal change within our country, as well as a seasonal change within our lives. Things are happening faster than it's ever happened before, baffling the political strategists and all of the things that are occurring in the world. The Lord is simply letting us know it doesn't matter what men try to do. God says, I've got this. I'm still in control. And there are times that we question and we wonder why things happen the way they do, but God has a strategic plan, and that plan will never be altered, nor will it fail. A seasonal change, my brothers and sisters, is called today DST, or Daylight Saving Time. And Daylight Saving Time is a time when we adjust our clocks forward in the spring and then return it back in the fall of the year. Now, this movement back and forth creates a constant change within our life. Our bodies change. Everything happens in that time, creates chaos. You get up earlier than you have to, and you go to bed earlier now than you normally do because of this daylight saving time. It's moving us back and forward. But as I think about changes, they always represent a modification or an alteration within our life. There had to be a modification in our life, Brother Joshua, because the way we are in the Lord's eyesight and in God's application for our life is that we cannot go into his presence the way we are. So he told Nicodemus that each and every one of us must be born again. That's a modification, that's a change that strategically has to take place in order for us to have a conversation, a unique relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King. My brothers and sisters, this modification within our life is transforming us to look just like his son. What does his son look like? It doesn't matter what color he looked like, for he was Jewish. What does matter is the spiritual insight in which God is looking and has an expectation for each and every one of us to be. And that's to be changed. Changed. Focus on that. Without the change, there can be no alteration in our lives. God is the one who can alter, or God is the one who can change our lives. I heard an individual say, he was a military sergeant, and he was a strong man. He was able to do a lot of things, and I saw him. He was an alcoholic. But one day, he stopped drinking, and I was baffled at the way. I said, I've never seen a man that was as strong as you that could stop drinking the way you did. He said, my military strength didn't change me. He said, but there's one who did, and that was the Lord. The Lord has a way of changing our life from whatever situation you are in. It doesn't matter what your health condition may apparently be. The Lord is simply saying, I have control and I have power over all of the things that seem to be a problem or an issue or a concern within our lives. My brothers and sisters, we were all young at one point in our lives. But look at us all now. I'm reminded of something Sister Sanders said a few weeks ago concerning the number of people in the church. And she said, everybody over 60, raise your hand. And everybody in the church apparently almost raised their hand. We were all young at one time. But we are all getting older. And I said that for a reason, because as we look back, I'm reminded of something, of a program we attended at Ash, Alexander Senior High School this past week, where Colonel Martin, or Reverend Martin, said, as he began to make a presentation, he said to us, and he reminded us that there were more days behind us than there are ahead of us. And he was having reference to himself, and he was sharing, as he talked about retiring from the school, how grateful he was and appreciative of not only the military that he had served in, but also the school. But he understood one thing. Time doesn't wait for anybody. There are a lot of yesterdays and very few ahead of us. But we have to understand, in the midst of it all, God is in control. And I thought about something that David said. David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. And David was referring to all of the things that can happen, that had happened to him in life. For as we grow older in life, we experience many changes. But we can also gain knowledge from others who have come before us and have experienced those things that we have yet to see. I didn't experience, my brothers and sisters, the depression that occurred within this country. But my mother and my father did. And the knowledge gained through their struggles and through their experiences and the struggle to survive still resonate with me today. I have learned how to survive because of what we were taught, and many of you, by your parents. Many of us who were part of the baby boomers era were blessed by our parents who came through something that showed us how we are to survive in spite of the difficulty that lies ahead. And so mama said, I know how to put some beans on the pot. I never understood that as a child, but I know a lot about cooking because mama raised me to take care of myself. And what I understood is that there's a generation that went through so much that they were passing down to the next generation. Here's what you need to do to survive. And that generation always started with prayer. They always called upon the Lord. There are times in our life that we forget that we're still a generation that need to call upon his name. There are times in our life that we forget that because we have jobs and making more than we've ever made before, we don't need him, but the Lord is simply saying, I'm still in control. And so our situations and all of the things that happen in our life, the struggles that resonated in this nation, if we're not careful, one person said, it has been said, those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. Those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it.